Hello, everybody. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I'm Emma L on Audioboo. Welcome along. You're joining me here, and it's the 17th of October, and it is 11:38 a.m. And you might be wondering, oh my God, have you not died? No, I haven't. It's about 3 months. Around since I did an audiobook. Well, I think it'll be 3 months in about 2 weeks. So, 3 months minus 2 weeks. So, yeah. So I have been around. I just haven't really been doing audios, as you've noticed. I've just got out of the habit. I've just not been bothered. I haven't actually even been posting much on Twitter at Sunday Twist. And I've got out of the habit as well. I just don't get as much enjoyment as I used to on Twitter. But I have also been working on another Twitter and a Facebook for a Irish television soap opera, which is broadcast on RT1. It's called Fair City. And I've been really on that. I've been really focused on that. If you do want to like my page, it's facebook.com/faircityfans. And I'm on Twitter, twitter.com/faircityfans. And I've been putting all my energy and life and soul into that. So it's going really, really well. At the moment on Facebook, let me do a little refresh just to capture all eventualities. I'm on 9,093 people like my page, Fair City Fans, which is just amazing. I still can't believe so many people have liked it, and I'm absolutely thrilled to bits that they do. And on Twitter, let me refresh just in case we've got any more followers. It's 1,925. So don't have as many on the Twitter. But I just think it's brilliant. I'm just so happy that I'm doing it and so happy that it's going so well. That's been that. So I've been mostly doing that. I'm actually on holiday from work. Yay! Woo! And all the rest of it. So I've been really busy, tired mainly, from work and commuting and that commuting chaos. And I've also been playing games. We also got a PlayStation 3. I'm just not good at it. I'm just not good at controls and stuff. And we've got like GTA 5 and we've got FIFA and we've got those type of games, but I'm just FIFA, I'm okay. I haven't been brave enough to go online because I'm not really that good. But as for GTA, I think I'm just crap. Crap at games like that. I've been playing Sims, and I want to get back into Football Manager because Football Manager 2014 is coming out, and it's been great. I've loved 2013. 2013's been great. Like, really good. And I really enjoyed it. So, 14 can only get better, eh? So, yeah. God, it feels so long since I've done one of these things. I'm struggling to remember what I said last. I think the last audioboo I did, I was in Belfast. I took a trip to Belfast. And I normally like to take a trip to Belfast at least twice a year, because it's quite cool to go up there and go shopping and, you know, just enjoy the shops that aren't here anymore. When I went up in July, we didn't have HMV. HMV has since reopened some stores or some shops. I feel so American when I say the word stores. I'm like, yeah, you should be talking American accent. Which that was a really bad American accent. They weren't here. They are here now, but I don't really buy much from them, I guess. The other day I went in there, a couple of weeks ago, I think, actually, and I was just looking at the games and stuff. But it's it the shop seems so, well, not so big, but just so empty, actually, of stuff. Yeah, I wasn't too thrilled. I went to the one on Henry Street in Dublin city centre. And yeah, it just seemed very, very empty. Like, not so much stock in there, I suppose. The one shop I do miss, we used to have game. And obviously, they sell games. The clue is in the name. But yeah, we used to have that. And then they when they went into financial problems, they shut their shops. And then they never opened again. So when I do go up to Belfast, there's a game up there. So I always like to go pop in. But it's still expensive. So a lot of the time, you are better buying online, buying on Amazon or something like that. And I've been playing Sims, but the problem is it's an expensive habit because all these expansion packs come out and stuff packs. And you're going to say, what the hell are stuff packs? Stuff packs are like things, they're like, I'm going to talk layman's terms or attempt to talk layman's terms. Basically, you have your main game, and that's your base game, and you need that installed before you can install anything else. So expansion packs are kind of, they're something that are going to make the gameplay better. It's going to add something gameplay-wise to the game. And stuff packs are just things that you can put in the game, like different clothes or different hairstyles or different furniture or, you know, are things you could use in the game, but it doesn't add anything to the gameplay. So basically there was this Origin sale last weekend, and I've got most, I'm embarrassed to say this, but I've got nearly most of the expansion packs. I don't have Supernatural, which adds all witches and fairies and all that, and I don't really think that's my scene. And I don't see the point in buying the game just to try and disable all this, and you can't disable zombies, so that kind of put me off. Because that would just really annoy me. And the only other one I don't have is World Adventures, but I've basically got everything else. And basically all the stuff packs. The only one I think I don't have is the Katy Perry Sweet Treats, which just looks ridiculously stupid. It's like got all these really pink and ridiculous items that you probably would never use anyway. But I think that's, other than that, I think I've got all of them, which is that's going back. I've probably had Sims on my computer for about 2 years. It'll be 2 years this December that my laptop is, and I've basically had Sims on since I got that. I got the whole laptop to be able to play Sims because I had my previous laptop, I couldn't play Sims. Sims 3. I got to make Sims 2. And it was depressing me. And now Sims 4 is coming out next year. But from looking at the, you know, all the videos and stuff, it looks a bit cartoony. And I think the reason they want to do that is because they want to get more and more people playing it and more people with kind of, you know, not so good laptops or computers to be able to play it. As with Sims 3, it was like, oh, you need your graphics card to be like, what, you know, this fantastic, brilliant thing. And I, you know, didn't have a laptop at the time that was as brilliant as, I absolutely love my laptop, Toshiba one. The only annoyance for me, well, actually there's two annoyances. I used to have a HP laptop and I loved it, but again, I couldn't play Sims, so that was a really bad point. Other than that, the screen in my HP one was much, much better. This screen isn't. I mean, it's okay, you can put up with it and it's okay, but screen quality and screen angles and viewing angles and everything were not as good on this Toshiba. And the only other thing is, when you've got it plugged in by power cable, you know, I'm sure there's a proper name for it, but you know, you've got it plugged in by your cable and stuff, not depending on the battery. The power light on the where the button where you press for the power, it like is sort of an luminous bright light, and I don't know how you can turn that off. I know you can turn it off. I think it doesn't come on like that if you're on battery, but like mostly I leave my laptop in the one place. I know. I just do. I'm not really. We don't have space for a desktop, and laptop is what we have. But there's for us. I have to put a coin over it, so that's really one thing I kind of hate. But I absolutely love the laptop. Other than that, whatever do we do without technology, you know? So yeah, that's basically it. Anyway, I just thought I'd check in, and let you know I am still here. It's long overdue for an update. I've been meaning to do it for at least the last couple of weeks. And between one thing and another, I didn't get around to it. So, yeah, that's basically all I have to say. I hope to start doing more audios about all sorts of stuff. And it'd be good to be able to catch up with all of you. And hopefully this hasn't been too boring for you. Because, you know, audios can be for some people. So, yeah. So, I'll leave it. I think I'll leave it there. Just to say, I am still here. I am still alive. I have been alive. And maybe I'll go and try to play this GTA and see if I can play it. Because, you know, these games are supposed to be good. But my ability to play them sometimes isn't so good. So yeah, I hope you hope you're all well. If you've any news, let me know. If there's anything you want me to cover in audio booze, if you want me to talk about any subject in particular, I'm more than willing. I'm just going to turn this TV on, so I'll play this game and give it a go. You know, sorry, I had to press it twice because I didn't know if it was coming on. Yeah, so I'm just gonna see if this TV is coming on. Oh, and then our TV box recently went bang, which was like the most devastating thing ever. I had so many recordings on it and I didn't even get to watch most of them, and I was devastated. And it was actually because when it happened, let me see if I get this TV on being the pain. Okay, I think it's coming on now. Technology. Yeah, it's working now. Yeah, what happened was when it happened, I had sound, but there was no picture. And then sometimes we've had this. We had this issue going on for a while. And I just thought, you know, it's nothing serious, it's fine. And I normally just restarted it. And then I restarted it, boom, wouldn't even load. And I lost all my recordings. And what annoyed me more is I lost Doctors. And Doctors I don't have the ability to watch on the iPlayer because I'm based in Ireland. And I'm going to have to really research what's going on because I'm not up to date. Or I was in the middle of an ongoing storyline for like, it was like, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. So I never found out the end result of that storyline. So yeah. So I think I'll have to go on to the internet and find out what happened at the end. Yeah, it's kind of like falling asleep, you know. You're watching the movie all the way through and then you miss the ending, you know. Yeah, so I missed that, which was kind of annoying. But yeah. So anyway, I better go before I get cut off. Hope you have a great day, and hopefully this audioboo updates pretty quickly, so I don't have to wait here ages and ages and ages for an upload. So yeah, I will talk to you all soon, and thanks a million for if you have managed to listen all the way through. You have stamina, I'll give you that. So you can probably hear the game revving up in the background. So I will talk to you all very, very soon. Take care and have a nice day, to quote an American. Bye.